And the other fact that may come into play here is if you own the business, if you own 5% or more of the particular business, like a closely held family business that you own, if you own more than 5% of the stock, then the exception is no longer good. So you cannot be an owner in this company. But if you're an employee and you work for a large company and you don't own any of the stock, or at least you don't own more than 5%, then this exclusion to the RMD rule may come into play. And I just hasten to add that I've seen people make mistakes thinking that this relates to all their 401ks or all their IRAs, and that is not the case. It is only and exclusively that one particular plan that they are involved in through their current employer only, if they are 70 and a half or older and they don't own more than 5% of the stock. So you want to be careful about this one. All the other retirement accounts, the IRAs, traditional IRAs, old 401ks, 403bs, TSPs, simple SIPs, everything else that has been pre-tax contribution is going to require a minimum required distribution at the calendar year in which you turn 70 and a half. So you don't want to mess this one up, because if you do mess it up, the penalties are steep. You may be aware that if you don't take the proper amount of required distributions, there could be up to a 50% tax penalty on the amount that you should have withdrawn. Important to get this right, and important to understand how it all works together. If you'd like some help with that, come on in. This is what I do all day long, right here in my Mission Valley offices. And if you'd like to bring your statements and stuff on in for a free visit or a consultation or a second opinion, happy to help you do that as well. Give me a call. Come on in for your free visit. I meet with everybody personally here in my Mission Valley office. It is absolutely free of charge. Just give us a call and get on the calendar. 800-727-PLAN is the office number, 800-727-7526. You can also go to my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's it, my friends, for this edition of The Word on Wealth. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. This is The Word on Wealth Financial Network, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here, friends, on these very same Salem Network stations.
This is AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ, San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD. Devotional Diamond of the Day. Get this. You're going to like this. Devotional Diamond of the Day. Here you go. Get ready. Get ready. So many. So many. Yep, that's it. Also, we're going to look at I'm right, aren't I? A little bit of self-justification discussion going on. The professor of retirement, our very own Marty Schneider, going to join us live. Always a lively, excellent pastrami corned beef sandwich discussion between me and the professor of retirement. Then we'll close it out today with today's Facebook post, Stir It Up.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. I think we did a lot of that last hour. I hope you will get a chance to listen to that. If not, it's on the podcast. You can always check it out there. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities. I got to tell you this story real fast. It's really important. One day I was really sick. Okay. One day I was really sick. And you know what my dog did? He came over and he jumped on the bed next to me. A lot of people have this. I don't have this very often. He licked the back of my head for about 15 times, which was really gross. And then he laid down and put his head on my head because he knew I wasn't feeling good. Isn't that cute? Right? That's cute. All right. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-KPRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's, I guess it's radio. It's just radio, though. All right, folks. Across between Steve Martin, John Hannity. Focus on the thing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by for SRN News.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRAISE, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's been highlighting Puerto Rico's relatively low death toll in his administration's response to the hurricanes during a visit to the island.
The president focused on good reviews of the relief effort and not the criticism.
The job that's been done here is really nothing short of a miracle.
And even shook hands with the most prominent critic, San Juan's mayor.
So were you in the house when it was happening?
Yes, we were.
He spent part of the visit walking a damaged street.
Flashlights, you don't need them anymore.
And handing out supplies at a church. The president says every death is a horror, but compared the 16 lives lost on Puerto Rico with the thousands killed during storms like Katrina, which he called a real catastrophe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 84 points to 22,642. The NASDAQ rose 15. The S&P advanced 5. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, KPRAISE, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
What are the markers in your life? The reminders of what God has done for you. This is Jim Garlow. There's been much in the news recently of groups dismantling historical monuments, getting rid of reminders that some in our culture find intolerable. When someone receives Christ, I frequently have them open a Bible to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, and circle it. I have them put that day's date next to it with a note. I received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord on this date, at this time, at this location. We're creating a marker, a significant memorial. 1 Chronicles 16:15 says, "Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commended to a thousand generations." What markers in your life serve as an encouragement when the heat's on and your faith is tested? There's a place for memorials, for reminders of God's faithfulness to us individually and as a nation. This is Jim Garlow.
Hey, Jennifer, I'm up to 88 ounces a day.
88 ounces of what?
Water. You know, doing what you say, drinking lots of water. Lots of water.
Danielle, what are you talking about?
The DLW you put at the end of all your texts, drink lots of water. I gotta tell you though, Jennifer, it's not always easy.
Oh no, Danielle, DLW doesn't stand for drink lots of water. It stands for a Bible verse, Micah 6:8. It says, do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. D-L-W. But yeah, drinking lots of water is good too.
The DLW directive God gave the prophet Micah in the Old Testament is something Jesus challenges us to do too. Learn more about doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God at this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Always seems to take me about two segments to get my voice back. Does that seem about right? Like for radio people? Or could you not really tell? Does it not really seem that different? It seems different to me.
You got it back? I'd say keep working on it.
All right, Agent Squires, we got a mission for you in Alaska. Anyway, this next segment brought to you by E. coli termite and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly, ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. These are the... There they are. I thought they were the silent ones. Now they sound like Speed Racer. Okay. All right. Will you stop, Ray? Here's what I got going on. This is one of those weird things that happens, doesn't happen a lot, but as you know, when you come into KPRZ, this isn't just regular radio. These are the sanctimonious halls of all that is righteous and holy. Or, as other people like to say it, this is a radio station. And so we have a radio station that has, machines, vending machines. You guys ever used vending machines? I've talked to you about this before. One time we had a demonic vending machine, put the money in, it wouldn't come out, put the money in, wouldn't come out, smack the machine on the top of the head, something else would fall, and then depending on whether it was something good or bad, you just decided what you want to do with it. Well, today I had an experience with our new vending machine, and our new vending machine's nice. It takes coins, although it doesn't say the word coin. It takes paper money, and it takes cards, right? So I had coins, and apparently coins now have become... you know, the end game of nobody uses them. And so I put my coins in. Apparently, I thought I had a little more in quarters. I guess one or two were a nickel. So I found out. And I had $1.35, and I went to get the thing that I wanted to get. And it was like, you know, not enough because it was supposed to be $1.50. And I thought, So while the coins were loaded, I walked back to my office and I opened my bag and I pulled out a bunch more coins. I walked back there just hoping that nobody would do anything while my coins were in there. Then I put the coins in and got the whole thing up to $1.75. So I'm like, nah, there's no way that I'm not going to be able to get this. It's just not going to happen. But at the last second, right next to the thing that I was going to get for $1.75, there was another thing that was kind of equal size. And I thought, I'll just get that. I mean, that's as good a thing. I don't know if it's any healthier, but it's probably just as good. And then I pressed the number, and you know what? It turned out to be a dollar. So then I got it, and I got three quarters back, which that part was okay. But what I don't like about it is that you don't know what the price is until you push the button. Yes.
You actually, I think if you dial in the number before you buy it, bump, 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 then it will show you the price.
But I need 54 years of retraining because I don't understand that.
I found out by accident.
Okay. So I, you know, think that maybe you should be able to just like, you know, remember when they used to have the prices on them? Remember that you just looked at it?
That would require them coming in and then changing out the little tabs and putting in new ones where they can do it electronically. What were you trying to buy?
Well, originally I was going to buy just like a Snickers bar, and then it was some other dumb bar, and then it turned out to be like a fruit bar, which was like a dollar.
Ew.
Well, it was worth a dollar.
It wasn't worth $1.75.
But anyway, that's what happened to me. All right, so why do I share that with you? That's the stuff that happens to you too. Don't kid yourself. You're the same person that I am. Something gets on your windshield. You spritz it. You use your little windshield wipers, but it misses that 1 inch. That's right. Just like you. Here, the title of this is called So Many. All right? Should be good enough to give you a headache. Numbers chapter 4, verse 11. The Lord said to Moses, "How much longer will these people reject me? How much longer will they refuse to trust in me, even though I have performed so many miracles among them?" I'm not sure that you want to get to heaven and find out just exactly how many times God actually did do all those things that we didn't acknowledge. I'm not sure that's a great idea. But I would say that the Lord is telling Moses to tell the people of God that he's very upset that the people are rejecting him. I would reverse engineer this to say, why were they rejecting you? And the Lord tells you why they were rejecting him, because the people didn't trust him. And then you would reverse engineer that and say, well, what do you mean the people didn't trust you? And then the Lord would answer and say, because I have done so many miracles among them. You see, so many miracles leads to trust, which leads to acknowledgement. But we're doing this backwards. And the Lord wants to know, how much longer am I going to do this? How much longer are these people going to reject me because they're refusing to trust in me, even though I have demonstrated that I am trustworthy by the multitude of miracles that I've done in their lives? So let's count. Miracle number one, God knows your name. Miracle number two, not necessary, since miracle number one overshadows all things. The Lord has done things in my life that I'm not even sure I can put in a box, because I'm not sure my theology allows for the box. I am convinced that he has done thousands of miracles in my life. Not hundreds. Thousands. I'm convinced that he's saved my life multiple times, answered prayers thousands of times. And so then the Lord has a question. The Lord's question to us is, well, have I done like a lot of stuff in your life? Have I done a ton of stuff? Then why do you refuse to trust me? Well, primarily because we are the "what have you done for me lately" people. Also, we tend to forget. Our memory is pretty shot when it comes to some of these things. Hey, do you remember that financial trial that you just had about a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, or 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 3 months ago, and how you're not going through that exact same trial right now? That's probably applicable to 95% of you. That's not prophecy or mind reading or crowd reading, or that is just good statistics. The statistical analysis is you've probably gone through some financial problems, but the Lord has got you through it. Now, how many times has he done it? How many times has he saved you, answered you, responded to you, comforted you, loved you, protected you, honored you, blessed you, encouraged you, strengthened you, surrounded you? How many? Can you put a number on it? I can't put a number on mine. It's just, I know it's, if it's not hundreds of thousands, it's, you know, it's thousands. And yet I refuse to trust him? I'm sending a message of rejection to him after all he's done for me? So many times he has helped me. I mean, he's just helped me so much. You know, I'm not even supposed to be doing radio. You know that, right? I mean, I will talk about that story later. I'm not even supposed to be doing radio. God just said, you can do radio. Okay, here we go. My point is that God can and does often for us so many miracles that to not trust him is to reject him, and to reject him is to insult him. That's a bad idea. Let's not do that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
You've heard about Ecola's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from Ecola to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we could count on Ecola Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait. Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH, and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
The Watergate scandal resulted not only in the resignation of President Nixon, but in the prosecution of a number of his close advisors. It became a benchmark for how seemingly good people can be caught up in doing bad things. Billy Graham made the observation about the scandal, saying everybody has a little bit of Watergate in him. What he meant by that comment is that we all have potential to do wrong because of our sinful nature. It's what the Bible calls sin, and it's why God sent Jesus Christ into the world to pay the price for our sinfulness. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's solution to the problem of sin on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Oh, I've got a lot of stuff going on. Don't forget the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch Thursday. Dr. Robert Jeffers is going to be speaking. I think I am emceeing. I guess MC stands for Master of Ceremony or Michigan in Charge kind of thing. What is it like that? Is that what it is, MC?
We want people to attend the event, not leave the event. They're making you the MC?
I got a big security team behind me. They're really beefy people. Really helpful. We got that rolling on. We got a big announcement on Friday. We got some other big things happening. I'm very excited. I'm excited to see the things that the Lord is doing amongst all of us. We do have a new general manager going to be coming on board. So our old general manager, people are like, well, what happened? Da, da, da. It's like, no big deal. I mean, the old general manager is moved back to Texas where he's from, and the new general manager is part of the Salem family coming over from L.A., very familiar with our market, very familiar with our people, very, very, very well known. And we'll get a chance to talk about him as he, you know, he's coming in tomorrow. And maybe I'll get him on the air. That'd be fun. Well, you know, that's it's great to get your GM. You got to drill him with really tough questions. Why aren't I getting a raise? Okay. That's not like that. But okay, here we go. Let us get into our next DDD. It's one that I wrote a long time ago, but I don't know. It just didn't seem like it was ever right to bring it out. But then as I was rereading it, I was like, wow, that's really good. I should think about that because I do this more than most of you. And it's this statement that says, I'm right, ain't I? And no, that's not great English, but it is what it is. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 through 29. Behold, a lawyer stood up to put to him the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to them, what is written in the law? How do you read it? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said to him, you have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Now, most people will sit and concentrate on the rest of the story about the Good Samaritan, right? How many times have you heard the Good Samaritan preached at church? How many times have you heard the Good Samaritan talked about in Sunday school? A lot. Plenty. Jesus gives a teaching. He says, love God first and love your neighbor second. He doesn't say love your neighbor first. He doesn't say love your neighbor instead of loving God. He makes it very clear. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Those are not the same. Those are two different ones. But the guy knew he was kind of caught. So what he asks him is this. He goes, well, who then is my neighbor? Because he doesn't want to own it. You know, just be honest. This is what's good. He's like, yeah, well, who's my neighbor? That could be anybody, right? Now, it is true, and some of the better teaching comes down on this, where they talk about the neighbor is anybody the Lord brings into your universe. That's true. Tough to say your neighbor is somebody that's across the globe that you've never met, don't know, have no connection. That's tougher. But in the story of the Good Samaritan, if you'll remember, the guy was robbed, and people were coming through his life, and these are people that engaged in his life. That's really how you find out who your neighbor is. But the guy was trying to justify himself and kind of act like it didn't apply to him. And he was like, well, what? Who's my neighbor? How's that going to? What do you mean? Who's my neighbor? Now, before you think that this is just Pharisaical, this is exactly the sin of Job. When Job did fantastic in chapter 1 and 2 of the book of Job, not the book of Job, the book of Job, then in verse 31, it was Elihu that got mad at him because the Bible says Job justified himself rather than God. And here's what I want you to get. This, I do this all the time. It's not right. I'm trying to be more sensitive. Maybe you just do this a whole lot better than I do. The truth is we, too, often try to justify ourselves. And by doing that, we challenge Jesus. This guy was challenging what Jesus just said. Jesus goes, hey, you want to know what the law is all about, bud? Here, I'm going to tell you what you got to do. Love God first, love your neighbor second. And the guy is going, yeah, who's my neighbor? He doesn't want to own it. He doesn't want to receive it. He doesn't want to acknowledge it. And in doing that, he's challenging Jesus. When the Lord convicts you in Scripture and you reject it by trying to point elsewhere, you are challenging Jesus. That doesn't apply to me. It doesn't say, you know, 5'9" and 185 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, with red blue jeans. That's not me, you know, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like people will come up with some weird stuff. It's like, look, it applies to you. It counts. You know how you'll say something about somebody that, let's say, you know, don't say anything about this or don't do anything about this, but you'll do the very same thing? Hey, guess what? It applies to you too. You and I, we have to own this stuff. So when Jesus goes, okay, love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, love your neighbors, love yourself, the attitude, well, who's my neighbor? I don't even know what you're talking about. You know who said that? Cain. Am I my brother's keeper? What's the problem here? I don't know where he is. Well, wait, Cain, you killed him. Yeah, I don't know where he is. Could have floated down the river. You see, it's like, it's that attitude. And it's that attitude that we use that challenges Jesus. It's like, look, dude, if you're the word come, you're reading the word of God and it convicts you, own it. And instead of saying, who's my neighbor? Say, help me to love my neighbor. Help me to love you first and foremost. Help me to walk in those principles that you set before me. Instead of being, you know, I know people very, very close to me. I'm not saying who it is, like my brother, who will read scripture and then just like gets convicted and then doesn't want to read scripture because he's convicted. It's like, it's not, there's nothing wrong with being convicted. It's just when the enemy takes it so far, he removes you from engaging from the word. It's gone too far. And so when you come across something in scripture and you know, yeah, this is not, I'm not doing this, then say, I'm not doing this. I need help. This is why I am dependent on grace. This is why I walk for mercy. This is why I need the love of God to move inside my system. Because I can't do this by myself. That's fine. Don't dodge it. Own it. Don't pretend it doesn't exist. Don't try and justify yourself. Just own it. Yeah, shouldn't have done that. Or, yep, I should do that a heck of a lot more. Lord, I'm not doing that very good, and I don't know if I can even do it without you. I just would, if my son came to me and said, Dad, I was supposed to do this, I didn't do it. Can you help me? I'm going to go, no, I'm going to beat you up right now. It's like, come on. I think that makes the point, doesn't it? I go with yes. I'm right, ain't I? No. Jesus is right all the time, and all the time Jesus is right. And when we're wrong, we ought to go, okay, help me do better, okay? All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with our guest. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
My friends, Tom Lewis for Cross International. This is a critical month for children in the country of Kenya and South Sudan. United Nations reporting it is the worst crisis since 1945. These dear ones need our help. Through Cross International, you can give a double blessing gift. Here's how it works. When you give your gift for Africa to feed a child through the next 5 months, through the end of January, that is a $60 one-time gift. That provides the food they need for these suffering children and families. Could you help right now? Give your best gift. They're expecting to get rain hopefully by next April or May, but the drought and famine is critical. Let me give you the number. You can use your credit card when you call 866-946-8233, 866-946-8233. Let's be the hands and feet of Christ. Call right now. Call 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
I'm Cheryl Kiesbrecht. Welcome to Transform Through Truth. Have you ever had to let go of something familiar and embrace something brand new? The children of Israel were slaves in the evil city of Babylon. Jeremiah wrote a letter telling them to move ahead with their lives. In Jeremiah 29:5, he said, build houses, settle down, plant gardens, and eat what they produce. Basically, God said, carry on your lives as normal
even in the middle of slavery in enemy territory. Our lives cannot grind to a halt during difficult times. In tough situations, we must adjust and keep moving. If you've ever changed churches, you know what it feels like to leave familiar terrain and faces and walk into the new place and ask for directions. It's weird to worship with strangers. Years ago, my pastor husband and I were looking for a church. He was in between jobs. We were late because we couldn't find the kids' classroom, so we thought we'd slip into the service. The prelude was ending, but there were no empty seats in the back, so we marched up to the front row. As wandering gazes followed our every move, we felt self-conscious. It felt like enemy territory. We didn't know our way around the church, the names of the people, or the songs, but we knew God brought us into a change point in our lives, and with God's help, we handled it and settled in. We grieved the loss of the comfort and familiarity of our former home church, and within a few months, settled into our new church. We chose to look at the challenge of change as opportunity, not obstacle. You and I can do the same, but we need to choose. Will our time of transition become an obstacle or an opportunity?
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Our next guest, well, let's put it this way. If you were him, you would be lucky because you'd be our next guest. That's how I look at that. It's our very own. I mean, do you like that? That was a good one, Marty. Very own, The Retirement Professor at TheRetirementProfessor.com, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. How are you, Professor?
Hello, David. I'm doing great. I just wanted to give you a shout out and a thank you. I had several folks in my office in the last week that are loyal listeners of yours and came to see me because of your recommendation. So I sure did appreciate hearing that, and I thought I'd pass that along to you. Somebody's listening, David.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm glad that my great-great-great-grandmother came in there to see you. Okay, maybe not. But no, I appreciate that people do that, and I love that they do that. And we have some pretty outstanding listeners. There's not a lot of questions there. Marty, just so much stuff going on. I know that you're familiar with the thing that took place in Vegas, and I don't know what kind of impact that did or didn't have market-wise. I did see a report saying, unfortunately, that some people think that people in society and in the markets are getting so used to things that they're not having the impact that they once would have had. Is that true?
You know, hard to determine. I was interested in watching what the investment markets were going to do on, you know, Monday and Tuesday here. And David, in both days, they went up fairly nicely. Again, all the indexes closed at a record high yesterday, and they did the same thing today. The stock market was up again. All the indexes, the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all of them closed again today at record high. So here's my take on it, and again, this is just an opinion. I think the fact that the Las Vegas, that horrific act was apparently, you know, one very, very disturbed individual as opposed to a, you know, jihadist kind of plot where there were multiple parties involved and maybe other possible locations targeted. I mean, it doesn't appear to be a conspiracy. It appears to be one really disturbed dude. And the fact that that was the case, I think, you know, kind of calmed the markets. Had it been something different, had it been a, you know, terrorist attack kind of thing with other kind of attached, you know, areas that were going to be attacked, I think the markets would have responded very differently to this.
You know, what I try not to get caught up in, but it's very difficult not to, is you had, you know, something take place in Mexico. You had, you know, something take place, you know, you had the Texas situation. Then you had, you know, these you know, in Houston. Then you had these different
disasters taking place in Puerto Rico, and it's like, oh, well, this is going to really impact it. And then something like that happens, and it's like, well, all that's really bad, but this is really bad. And it kind of like it changes. It almost changes how people – I don't know if it changes how people see things, but it's like it's a quick perspective changer when you have something like that happen.
And, you know, the mystery, I was just having this conversation with my last meeting, is everybody's trying to figure out, you know, what was this all about? I mean, what was the motivation? What happened to this guy? He didn't appear to have a violent background and all of that. And, I heard there were some gambling issues possibly, but still, he was an affluent guy. He had a couple of homes. He had just sent $100,000 to his girlfriend in wherever she was. Was it Philippines or and so as I you know, so he had apparently he had money and resources. I'm just anxious to hear from the investigation when it's finished as to what was the trigger point here, what went wrong with this guy, because up to this point at 64 years of age he had no violence in his background.
It is definitely a mystery outside of the mystery of sin itself. It is as we investigated it is a mystery. What then, you know, from a marketplace point of view, the markets are going up, so they're pushing past this story from a market point of view. What then is the next thing on the horizon that can make the market go up and down, or is that becoming harder and harder to do?
Well, it is hard to determine. My sense right now is that the market is really banking on, the tax reform thing to happen. If in fact it does happen as proposed, you know, it's going to reduce corporate taxes from 35% down to 20% if it's passed as currently proposed. And when corporations pay less taxes, that means their bottom lines get a little bit fatter and they have more income and they can hire people and, profits go up. So, I mean, I think that's what the market is looking to right now, is that if this tax reform package goes down, it will be good for business. And David, if it doesn't go down, or if there's problems, or they can't agree on it, I think you'd see this market quickly go the other way, because I do think it's pricing tax reform in right now to the numbers, and that's what's driving it up right now.
Is there a possibility that even if it doesn't go through, though, that there is still a greater sense of optimism in the country, and that they think, well, even if that's not going to go through, they're going to get something to go through? You know what I'm saying? Like, could it rebound rebound faster than one would anticipate?
Yeah, maybe. I look around right now and I see so many economic challenges. In addition, David, to the geopolitical issues with, North Korea and others, and then you've got the Fed talking about bumping interest rates here again in December, and some issues around Social Security and some of the other entitlement programs that are struggling, long-term with, cash flow issues. So $20 trillion debt that's unresolved, and valuations right now, the valuations on this stock market, meaning the average price per share in relationship to the average earnings per share, are at all-time record high multiples. So I don't see the upside room here if tax reform doesn't happen, and I think that could be the trigger for the correction, because we haven't had one of these corrections now since 2008, and so we're 9 years into this, bull market, and we're just kind of due. So I think the market would be really skittish if tax reform doesn't happen. I think there'll be a give back.
Wow, that's a big deal. I mean, that can make a big, big difference. All right, I got to ask you something that I've never asked you.
Okay.
Yeah, we always do one. We've done about 100 of these. Okay. So in retirement planning, because you're helping people make decisions, and I think people need to recognize this isn't just multi-million-dollar people. This is people that have worked their lives, and maybe it's only $10,000 or $50,000 or whatever it is. It's that part doesn't matter. What is typically the most or the least? Let me say it differently. The least thought of expense that people seem to encounter in like the first 10 years?
Yeah, good one. I would say what I'm always continually surprised at is the travel. My experience is once people are fully retired, they spend a fair amount of money and time, traveling to family and kids and grandkids and maybe doing some of the things that they had deferred doing in their working years. So that would be one of the biggies. The second thing, longer term, and this is probably past the 10-year horizon, David, but the biggest concern that people talk about are health care and long-term care issues. And the reason, of course, is that the numbers there can get astronomical and scary if you've ever had to put, you know, a family member or close to a person you're close to into a long-term care facility. You know, you're talking about, you know, $5,000-$7,000 a month. So you can go through a lifetime of savings very, very quickly. And so that is the largest financial concern long-term right there.
Is there enough you can do in planning to offset that?
You know, yeah, you can take some steps. This may sound trite. One of the things you can do is to be as cautious and careful about your health and nutrition and personal welfare. I mean, to a degree, you can manage that. And then, of course, there's some things that are just beyond our control when it comes to health. But, you know, things like, you know, not smoking and getting exercise and eating healthy, those help, statistically long term. You can purchase a long-term care insurance policy, although I have to tell you, David, they're expensive premiums. But if you need to be put into a facility for a year, then, you know, they certainly pay for themselves many times over. And so those are kind of the front and center issues. I tell you, I do think it's the single most disturbing long-term financial issue that people have to solve because of the sheer enormity of the numbers that are involved and the statistical probabilities that in a marriage, more than 50% probability that one of the spouses will need some kind of long-term care at some point in their life. So this isn't like a small possibility. This is a very high level of probability.
Right. You know, I'm surprised about the travel. I mean, I just when you said that, I think the healthcare one I kind of thought would probably be in that direction, but the travel, you know, it's like, you probably don't think, you know, and I know people are thinking, buy Winnebago, put gas in, go.
Right.
But I don't think that always works quite that way, does it?
No, it doesn't always work that way. And the thing that I've experienced is that people kind of, you know, they've said, well, you know, I've been wanting to go on a cruise to the Bahamas for my whole life, and now we're going to splurge on that. So they kind of get in the splurge thing and do some things that have been deferred for a lot of years. Now, again, most people are sensible about it, but after I have that conversation after the first year or two of retirement and people are kind of looking back, they're saying, boy, we spent a whole lot more money in the travel vacation thing than we ever have before. So they need to kind of reel that in a little bit.
Yeah, a little stay vacation would knock you. That's a good
thing,
too.
Right.
We've never stayed at that hotel either, honey. Anyway, I'm just saying that's a good way to go about it. All right, excellent. Here, exit. See, that's what people need to know is they can come and talk to you about that type of process, because a lot of people aren't there. They might be thinking healthcare, probably not thinking travel. You got to be thinking about all those things in retirement. This is what you do. To get in touch with Marty, you call him at 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526, or you go to his website, theretirementprofessor.com. You don't bring a checkbook, but you could bring him some baklava. It wouldn't be bad. All right, Marty?
Bring me a Winnebago. That'd be terrific.
Excellent job, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thanks, David. Talk to you soon. God bless you, brother.
All right, take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we'll do our Facebook post next.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes, one who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary, Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry. Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Mount Miguel Covenant Village and CAPS Pregnancy Clinics. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ app.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I like having Marty on. I'll tell you why I like having him on. We have one time I told him, hey, I want to talk about this, and just kind of told him ahead of time. But most of it's just conversation, just go through things. If you just ask good questions, you know, that have a real interest, it turns out to be fascinating all by itself. There's nothing. It's just, I did not know. It's just talking to Agent Squires. It's just, I didn't think about travel as a big issue. Like, that's a good one, right? So I didn't even think about that. You know, I mean, that's, see, this is why you need to train your children to be pilots. See, now that has a whole new meaning. Nah, that's just a quick thought. All right, don't forget, we got our Pastor's Appreciation Lunch on Thursday. We got a lot of different things taking place, which you should be excited about, as well as some of the new management that's going to be coming in from Los Angeles into San Diego to help us out. And be for a general manager, I've got some big announcements taking place Friday. Plus, I need prayer. Oh, no, I need prayer. I've got a procedure I'm supposed to go through in like two and a half weeks. It's a normal outpatient procedure. That doesn't make it any better. That's my answer. It's like, this is really going to be a bummer. So anyway, I just want prayer. People to be praying for me. I'm like my son. I don't like those kind of things. All right, let's wind it down with our Facebook post. It's called Stir It Up. Stir It Up. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder. Ooh, wait, what? I consider it right, as long as I'm in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder. Here is Peter, knowing his time is getting closer. And as he knows his time is getting closer, he wants to leave some messages
that are as deeply communicated and received as possible. So he's telling you, no, I think is a really good idea here, that if you guys can recognize this, that while I'm still in this earthly tent, I want to stir you up by way of reminder. And that principle is the very principle that we're supposed to use with one another. We are supposed to stir one another up. Now, when we say that, I'm not talking about the way that the press tries to stir up people. I'm talking about reminding each other of the things that we need to hold on to. One of the things that I do for my son that he can't, I don't know if he can't stand it, it's not really an option, is I remind him on a regular basis that all of those answers are in the Lord. I give him the old, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want speech, 15 times a week, because that's the truth. And so I want to remind him, and we need to remind one another, spouses to spouses. We need to remind parents to children and children to parents and siblings and brothers and sisters in the church. We need to remind each other of the things that we need to hold on to. So when you're going through a tough time, when somebody says to you, even if you think at the moment it's flipping, if somebody says to you, brother, hang in there, keep praying, don't just think of that as a flippant answer. That's a good answer. Hang in there, keep praying. They know it's a struggle. That's a good thing. I think we've become such an interesting society because when we walk by somebody down the street, we won't even look up. You just walk by them. I don't want to share that universe. I'll stay in mine. Hey, Christians are not given that escape plan. We're supposed to encourage each other and stir each other up and, spur each other on, so to speak. We used to have a board op here who said, yeah, I like the San Antonio Spurs. See, Scripture says we're supposed to spur one another on. That's good. But the idea is to help each other, to encourage each other, to remind each other. Look at, nobody is asking you or I to stir somebody up with an attitude. Well, how do you not know to think this, dummy? Nobody's asking that. But it's proper to go, hey, the Lord's with you in that. He makes a commitment to be with you. He's not going to abandon that commitment with you. And you got to remind yourself and be a part of that and connect. That's what people need. They need to be lifted up in the stirring up, not cut down. Okay, there's plenty of cutting down. Satan and the world are doing a lot of cutting down. All right, let's stir it up. Lift Christians up and help believers to stand and to believe. Oh, by the way, that which you give as a gift is returned unto you. So if you really want somebody to stir you up, stir other people up. You really want to be somebody who has a good Christian friend, be a good Christian friend. And it'll be returned to you. Ah, aha. Thank you. Aha. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
And now, today's Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
You can't believe the Bible and not believe in angels. In the Bible, there are over 275 direct references to the subject of the angels. What do we find out about angels? First of all, let's talk about their creation. The angels have not always existed. There was a point in time in which they were created. Jot down Colossians 1:16. In talking about Jesus Christ, Paul says, "For by him, Jesus,